Remember, we're talking today about the library. It's my very pleasant assignment to speak on behalf of the faculty and welcome this great addition to our educational resources here. It won't surprise you to learn that faculty believes very strongly in the role of a library. Students today are very much concerned with the problems of the moment, with the real world outside us, with burning issues, and they're rightly concerned, and we, the faculty, are also. But I hope you would all agree that the only way that the experience of the past can be brought to bear on these burning issues is either through an oral tradition, which has a long honorable heritage, but which can scarcely encompass the full range of human experience, and therefore necessarily we have to depend on libraries. It is literally the intellectual center and powerhouse of a campus like this, and we're now given the great good fortune of a magnificent new instrument. It not only has room for a great many more books and journals and tape and things like that, it also has room for several hundred students to study, and that's really just as important. And as you walk around this afternoon, I hope you'll think how nice it would be if you could come and sit in these little carrels and do some studying yourself. Actually, those of you who live within a range of, say, 30 miles of here could join Library Associates and also benefit from using our new facilities. Another thing that the faculty is grateful for is that we don't merely have shelf space for books. We're equipped to draw on the full range of things like microfilm readers, which are becoming increasingly important. You can't go and look at back files of newspapers, for instance, for more than a few months back, because if we tried to store the New York Times here, we'd have to have another building pretty soon. It all goes on microfilm. We're also blessed by having a very knowledgeable librarian who is a craftsman in what has come to be called information storage and retrieval. And I think with the facilities now available to us, he will show us how to move into the closing decades of the 20th century fully technologically up to date. All of these facilities, you notice, are given the red carpet treatment, which the faculty thinks is very appropriate. Let me say something very briefly. As an ex-employee of the library, I used to work for Mrs. Reese and Mrs. Ralph, and my memory goes back. You know, I find one of the things about getting older is that one becomes increasingly proud of getting older. And I say with some pride that my memory goes back to the spring of 1940, when William Lister Comfort dedicated the new stack. And they, too, greatly increased the capacity of the library. But they were sort of functional, and not much was done to the rest of the building. Thereafter, I learned how to turn off all the lights and then wander around getting out in the dark. And shelving books, I learned where all the various Library of Congress classes were. I'll now have to relearn all that, and actually won't be permitted to wander around in the dark, I think. But it's very nice to have a place that you know and love well get rebuilt this way. I would like to close, though Mr. McGill will be embarrassed by this, by suggesting that in several respects, the new library resembles him. First of all, it's very cheerful and bright and alert, as he is. Secondly, I think one could say it's a very handsome building, like him. It has good lines and fine texture. And finally, of course, like him, this building is full of wisdom.
Thank you, Holland Hunter.